rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Episode 1730 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, I have a membership site called JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and this person left a question for me a while ago that is really very useful, and it translates into, how do I talk about a situation without appearing negative? Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And with that, let's just get going, okay?
Now, I worked as a professional recruiter for more than 40 years, filled more than 1,200 full-time positions plus consulting assignments. I know the job market pretty well, and I've handled all sorts of tactical situations. Now, one of the people who's a member of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com asked a question that was specific for him, and I'll take it into a more general vein. But he describes how he got it, this interview that's coming up, and what his concern is. And the long and the short of it is, he's looking for a job now, noticed that a corporate recruiter had looked at his LinkedIn profile. He'd interviewed with this person 8-9 months ago and sent them a quick note saying, hey, you know, anything I can answer for you? And he gets a quick response back. Yay, good move. So now he's in a situation where he's got a problem to explain. And we're all trained not to appear negative on interviews, right? You don't want to criticize your boss. You don't want to criticize your company. But there is a problem. And doing anything else, you know, is going to make you seem weird. So here's his issue. He works in marketing. And he describes a situation where suddenly he's got to, you know, he joined under one set of circumstances, but the firm is having problems in one way or another. You know, unsure messaging, you know, not real clear about what their vision is. They're doing a lot of tactical firefighting work. So he has no problem dealing with deadlines or handling different messaging management areas or improving the firm's brand presence. What he has a problem with is a lot of this seems like firefighting to him. So he has trouble explaining how to explain his marketing footprint doesn't really match what's happening at his firm without really being too critical. Now, again, that's his unique situation, but we've all had stuff happen to us where we have to explain a problem and we don't want to appear critical. So here's what you do. Now, I've said many times that there's theater in interviewing. You're an actor or an actress on the stage putting on a performance. Really, that's what you're doing. You're putting on a performance for an audience. You're a salesperson. You're trying to be convincing. And one of the ways that you do that is with your voice. So why are you looking for a position? Well, and you seem uncomfortable at the time. I joined the firm with the expectation we'd be doing a lot of planning work, setting out a marketing strategy for the organization. And you talk about a couple of different things that you had the expectation of doing. Marketing is his circumstance, whatever your circumstance is. You know, you start off by saying, you know, this is what my expectation was. As time has progressed, what's happened is we're not really getting to that. What we're really doing primarily is fighting fires. Now, I understand that there are times where you have to do that. There's a crisis you need to respond to. There's a proposal that you need to respond to. I get that. But this is all we're doing. And thus, the impact of what I'm doing is doing a lot of crisis work rather than doing proactive work to promote the organization. that isn't what I really signed up for. So rather than spend the next years of my life in this kind of a role, it just made sense for me to start exploring other options that, you know, again, I expect that we're all going to be dealing with crises, but you know, it's not going to be the steady diet of that. So in explaining it in that way, notice I use descriptive terms that cause people to understand. For example, no one likes to be in firefighting mode all the time, right? No one wants to be in a situation where, you know, they're in crisis mode all the time, right? You're no different than this person in that regard. So what you're trying to do is change the style of your voice. So in my case, you know, I would normally speak to you like this. My eyes would be lit up. I'd be excited. And then I'd switch into something that's just a little bit different. I might slow my speech down and pause a little bit between phrases. I'd look as though I was really uncomfortable. Notice that deep breath that I took as I slowed down. And this may take a little bit of practice on your part. And you can adapt what I said earlier in ways that fit for your circumstances. But it's not just what you say that's going to matter. It's how you tell the story. And we tend to think of sincerity as not being a fast-talking salesman, right? You don't want to be talking this. No, I don't want to work in a place where, and that doesn't sound sincere. But if you slow down, if you pause between phrases, if you look like you're thinking about it and trying to pick the right words, that's going to come across as much more sincere than anything else you might do.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call. Schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
You've worked so hard for all the things you have. The salary, the status, the success. And with that image, there's a drink. One to unwind, one to loosen up, one to take the edge off. But how do you know when a drink is more than just a drink? We get it. We can help. Karen's Grandview program has been helping accomplished people just like you regain their lives. Talk to us. Visit karen.org/grandview.
En Kaiser Permanente, sabemos que si tienes diabetes, no solo es importante que cuides el nivel de azúcar en tu sangre. Por eso nuestros endocrinólogos son altamente calificados y trabajan en equipo, contigo y con tu doctor, para ayudarte a crear un plan de vida saludable. Para cuidado médico de otro nivel, visita cape.org/vivabien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States, Inc. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.